My name is Barry Polisar, and today I'm talking with Jim Kopp. And Jim, I want to first of all welcome you to the show. I have been a fan of yours for many, many, many years, and wanted to chat with you a little bit about some of your songs and some of the things that you've written. First of all, your sense of imagination, it's definitely different, extremely witty. How did you start making records and recordings and tapes for children?
I started making little plays, and I had no idea why I was doing it, but all of a sudden it occurred to me I could make some records, you know, for children.
Now, when was this? What were the years that you're...
Oh, this is way back in the 1940s and 50s.
So your first album was what?
Jim Kopp Tales.
And when did that come out?
Well, that came out in 58. I wrote that and recorded it temporarily on wire, as a matter of fact, and took it over to Capitol Records. And they wanted to buy it immediately, but I didn't want to sell it to them because they wanted somebody else to do it. They wanted Jerry Lewis to do it. So I sold them one of the numbers called The Noisy Eater, and they had him do that. Then they wanted to buy the others, but I didn't sell them.
So did you end up putting out your albums on your own label?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, so not too many people were doing that back then, were they?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they were.
How did you come up with all the different voices?
I speeded up many of them, you know, electronically on the tape recorder and made them high or slowed them down and made them low. And some people thought that Ed Brown's voices were all high and mine were all low, but that wasn't true.
Well, I mean, every time I listen to the recordings, like, I keep imagining you and Ed Brown at the grocery store talking to each other in those high voices and silly sounds.
We didn't.
No, okay. The other day I was driving in the car listening to your tapes with my dog and my two kids, and telephones are ringing, and dogs are barking, and frying pans are talking, and frogs are croaking, and children are snoring. My kids are laughing hysterically at all the sound effects on the album, and my dog is barking crazily back at the dog on your record.
Funny, I wish I'd been there.
Well, it sounded like a Jim Kopp creation, actually. It was like I was in the middle of one. Another favorite piece of mine is Messy Bess. A wonderful story about Bess, who's more messier than Jesse and Hesse. And it's just a wonderful wordplay, the way the rhythms and the rhymes just sort of bounce off of each other. Do you remember how you came up with that one?
I kept trying to make the music very discordant. And I should think it might be painful to some people to hear that number. Purposely, I played wrong notes and discordant things. I thought it fitted in with Messy Bess's character.
The poem about the AWOL toy soldier, I came away thinking that you were trained as a poet because as poetry, the lyrics just, they really flow. The words flow into each other. A wonderful story, but also very, very cleverly written. You were not trained as a poet, though?
No, you're very kind. You've said very nice things about me, but I wasn't at all.
I get the feeling when I listen to a lot of the stuff that there's a little bit of a rebel in you, that Jim Kopp rebels against the people who've tried to mold him into conforming into their image. I mean, would that be a fair characterization?
I think it could be, yes. And I think most children know that they're smarter than their parents think they are. So I'm kind of talking to the kids, but I'm very careful not to patronize them or talk down to them because I think they're kind of beaten down as it is, and really they deserve a little more credit.
What did your parents think of you making these crazy records?
My mother thought they were funny. I don't think my father was particularly excited about them. He wanted me to be a lawyer.